शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम तस्याग्रजगुरिपुरिन्माथुरीम् गोष्ठवाटिम् राधाकुण्डम् गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासम् प्राप्तो ज्यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुम् तम् नतोऽस्मि। वञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जिह्वा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयमाम च। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्त्वास्य कामादितरङ्गम् कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणा।
I offer my lakhs lakhs dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Shri Shri Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami. Also in the same time I want to offer my heartly dandat pranams in the lotus feet of my शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद शिष्यवन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वी आर वेरी हैप्पी दैट सीनियर एंड सिंसियर डिवोटी ऑफ भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्री श्रीमद तुर्य प्रभु हैव कम हियर हैज कम हियर वी आर सो मच हैप्पी। ऑल्सो आई एम फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सो मेनी सिंसियर एंड सो मच सीनियर वैष्णवाज हियर लाइक ऑल What name? Nanda Gopal Prabhu, Vrindavan Prabhu, Chiranjee Prabhu, Devendra Nath Prabhu, Madhavananda Prabhu, Gopinath Prabhu, Brajanath Prabhu, Chiranjee Prabhu, so many, so Vidagna Madhav Prabhu, Vrindavan Vilasini, I am one of the senior most. नीलाचल सो आई एम सो मच लकी दैट वेरी फार अवे फ्रॉम इंडिया मोर देन 5,000 माइल्स एंड हियर आई एम सीइंग एंड मीटिंग सो मेनी एग्जॉल्टेड वैष्णवास। परहैप्स दिस इज द मर्सी ऑफ स्वामी जी। आई थिंक ओनली दिस He had made world forms in the midst of mountains, in the midst of all seas here. And I'm so happy that everywhere he spread and propagated his mission. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami, the object of his holy master Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Also, the prediction made by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Prithivi teje ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoi vima. He tells that in very future, very near, quickly, in whole world, the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna and Jugal, Nityananda Prabhu Gaurachand, everywhere it will be spread. And we are lucky to see that everywhere, anyhow, Krishna name is there. All are singing, whether they know or not. This is the miracle, wonder of what he did, Swamiji. So, we want to go in our explain Srimad Bhagavatam. What was his mission and object? I told that the love and affection of Braj has two sections. One, meeting, milan, sanjog, and other separation, vipralambha. One day Krishna was meeting with all the gopis at Prem Sarovar, you know, in the middle of Nandgaon and Barsana. All the gopis were there. Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna. In the meantime, a bee came, bamboo bee, and he was understanding that the lotus feet of Radhika is lotus, and he wanted to sit on that and to take honey from that. Again and again, repeatedly, he used to come. And Srimati Radhika was so much feared, and she was doing like that. Krishna was doing also, protecting. But the bee was so kya dhurta or
wicked.
Not wicked. That he was repeatedly coming. Then Madhumangal came and he saw that Srimati Radhika is upset. So took a stick and began to chastise. And gradually he took out of that place, and after some time he returned and told that I have driven this Madhusudan and he will never come again. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika, one of the name of Krishna is Madhusudan also, and also one of the name of that bee is Madhusudan. So Madhusudan name has very deep meanings. Also in this world, we can see so much honey. Where? In our family life. And we try to love our children's husband, wife, beautiful gardens, if not anything, then to love their dogs, even. And if and not anything, then decorating our saunas, making. So this is also a madhu, very charming. But this madhu is very dangerous. If one is entangled in this, they will be very far away from Krishna. They can forget so much. And thus, they will come repeatedly in the chain of, unlimited chain of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings. If we will call Madhusudan Krishna, he will cut all these things. So he is Madhusudan. Madhusudan is also a name of Krishna. He takes the madhu of a Braja Rasa. Oh, Vatsalya, Dasya, Shakya, these are all madhu. Very tasteful honey. More than this, lakhs and lakhs, there is no comparison at all. Like, just this is shadow and this is real. You can tell like this. So, Krishna takes the honey of Vatsalya Ras, Shakya Ras, especially Madhur Ras, always. So he is Madhu Sudan. Sudan means to taste. And sometimes Madhu means, Sudan means to cut. Forwardly, this Madhu Krishna cuts. So he is Madhu Sudan. And gives that glass of Madhu honey. Always tasting all these Madhu. So he is Madhu Sudan. So means, it is for Krishna. So when Madhumangal told that, I have driven out that bad fellow Madhusudan and he will never return to you. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika began to weep, and in a minute she became senseless. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Madhusudan, where you are, where you are. And she was in the lap of Krishna. What is this? This is one of the symptoms of Mahabhav. More than that, Adirud. Krishna is there. She is in the lap. Krishna is embracing like this. But where Krishna was? Where Krishna? And she became faint so much. And all kinds of eight sattvic modes came. And senseless. Krishna is thinking, what is this? I am here, she is in my lair, but now she is losing me. And telling, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, Shyam Sundar, very bad, very bad. And now she is senseless. If I am making her sense by water or anything, again she will be senseless. Sometimes I have seen that when she is quite absorbed in this brain and she is feeling separation, and after some time she remembers me and become incense. And I am not there. Even there is a tamal tree, he thinks that, oh, he is Shyam Sundar. And very happily, she decorates her and makes her shingar and wants to embrace that tamal tree. Sometimes talking with clouds, oh Ghanashyam. And that time she is so happy, when I am not here, anywhere else, then she is happy sometimes. Think that I am with Krishna. And sometimes with Krishna, but feeling separation. What to do? If I am in Braja, now Srimati Radhika, separation is so much high, that always she is like that, feeling separation, separation. What is separation? Biraha. The word is biraha. That in separation, remembering from bottom to all the pastimes of Krishna, always remembering, always remembering. So, this love and affection for Krishna, it goes so high that it keeps his feet on the sanjog meeting of all meetings and dance there. Then Radhika becomes dancing, Krishna becomes to dance, and love also, like a person he becomes to dance. So high class. But ordinary devotees cannot realize this. Uddhava could not realize this. He was thinking, I'm seeing that gopis are in topmost love of Krishna. But why always repenting, weeping? Sometimes dying, sometimes not dying. Why this? I should not be here. Otherwise I will have to face this. So quickly he returned to Mathura. He could not be a dust even of gopis. He could not Brajavasi. So it is very rare, very hard to be any Brajavasi. If you want to love Krishna, conjugal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see that whole life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from top to bottom, always full of this thing, separation. So if you want to do bhajan, taking initiation from your Gurudev, if you are not feeling separation, then your bhajan is like something zero. Not zero. Some shadow. What? Semblance? Like semblance of bhajan. Not your bhajan. Oh, Krishna, where you are? You think that Harinam is a person. Hare Radhike, who stalls the heart of Krishna always and controls. She is Radhika. One of her name is Hara. So Hare Krishna means Radha and Krishna. Oh Hare, oh Krishna, very far. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Na prema gandhosti darapi me haro krandamya saubhagya bharam prakashitum. Banshi bilasyana navalokanangina vibhartma jata prana patanga kana vritha. Oh, you are telling all that you are so lover. And you are very high class of devotee. Always crying and weeping. But really I want to tell you, oh Sarup Damodar, oh Ramaraya, Ramaraya. Oh Sikhi Maiti, I have not a little atom of prem. Never. If prem was in me, then how I am living? How? I know that a fish has some love and affection from water. And if she is taking out of water, fish always doing and giving up his life. But still I am alive. How I am alive? If my prem is to Krishna, why am I not dying? Oh, my heart is more than thunderbolt. I want to die, but I cannot die. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling me like this. Srimati Radhika can tell like this. We cannot tell. So, if at the time of doing bhajan, we are not for any separation from Krishna and Radhika, or Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu Gaur Chandra, then our bhajan is not real bhajan. We should be like that. Are you meeting with Krishna and Radhika when you are doing bhajan? Never. Especially I don't feel like that. So lower. Insignificant. So we should weep for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tadashmasharam hrade vatedam jadagrihyamanam harinamadheyai न विक्रियता जदा विकारो नेत्रे जलम गात्र ए पर्सन इज लाइक डेड और मल्ली लाइक ए स्टोन इफ ही चैंटिंग एंड रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण बट ड्यू टू ऑफेंसेज ड्यू टू अनर्थ नो रियल नेम इज देयर इफ इट वॉज इफ एनी वन चैंटिंग एंड रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण हियरिंग हरि कथा इफ हिज हर्ट इज प्योर हर्ट देन Surely her heart will be, his heart will be melted and tears will come. Surely. But if it is not coming, then we should think that we are so wretched. We have no pure bhakti. Krishna is so sweet, so powerful, that he will make us like that. But we are not being so. So there is defect, lacking something in our heart. So this separation would come. Try that your heart, our heart should be very clear. If you want, then you will have to honor all the Vaishnavas who are taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, without any class and caste and creed and anything, those who are chanting. We should think that they are in Guru family, in our Guru family. Don't do any nonsense like offending them. Try to be careful from 10 kinds of namaparad. So many anarths Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so many kinds of offenses and anarths. If anyone chanting Hari name, some preaching, and if so much appellance comes, so much praise comes, so much money comes, then he should think that this is not to do, it is the semblance of bhakti. Try to be very careful. And if you are engaged in that testing, and at once you will be go down. This is also an earth. If you have anything, or something, or so much thing, and if it is destroyed, don't lament. You should try to be saranagata, surrender. You should depend on Krishna. He is so merciful. Then you can feel something. You know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was feeling so much separation. Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami. We should try to remember their lives. This is our life and soul, to hear devotees' life. And if we are not so generous that you should give any respect to devotees, then how we can realize all these things? Let us come with me. We should go to Vrindavan, Braja. Where? Come with me in Nandagram. First come to Mathura. Krishna has returned from his Gurukul. Studying with Baldev, Sudama and so many. When he returned to Mathura, he was on the roof of Vasudev Raj Palace. He looks towards Vrindavan and he became so sad, remembering how Brajvasi are. I have heard that all cows are going to die without me. Now peacocks are not dancing. Now no are quail, cuckoo birds not singing. Cows not giving milk. Cow coughs dying. They don't take grass or any milk. I've heard that some of cows have diet. Very pathetic scene. And he began to weep bitterly. He was alone. Uddhava said, "Where is my friend?" And he began to search. And searching. Anyhow, he went to roof and he saw that a river, Ganges and Jamuna's river, were coming from the eyes of Krishna. So bitterly weeping. When Uddhava went there, very nearer, Krishna saw, but his eyes were full of tears. He wanted to tell something, but choked. He could not speak. Then, gradually he took the hands of Uddhava in his hand. "Oh friend, I want to tell something, but I cannot tell." After that, he becomes some
pacified,
little, and he began to tell. "Oh, can you go to Vrindavan, Braja, to console my father and mother? They are so much worry for me. They have given up their taking, eating, everything, doing anything, always remembering and weeping. Yashoda has been like a blind and lean and thin, about to die. Nand Maharaj has no dared to come in front of Yashoda. Why? When he will come, she will ask that, 'Have you sold my son to Vasudev and Devaki, taking some ornament, golden only?' He brought something, Krishna gave him, and he took." So weeping always. So Nand Baba has no dare to come in front. So I think that you should go and pacify them. Vishninang pragro mantri krishnasya daita shakha shishyo brihaspati sakshat uddho buddhi saptama tamaha bhagavan prishtav bhaktame kantita kvachit grihitva pani na pani prapannati haro hari gacha uddho samya pitro no pati. "Uddhava, you are my friend, you are my mantri,
minister,
prime minister, private secretary, you are my friend, you my so much near and dear, daita, prishta, you are also a disciple of Brihaspati, his talk to be top of most intelligent. So you are so intelligent. So can you help me? You can go to Braja and pacify my father, mother." Oh, he wanted to tell this really, that Gopinang maya madbiyogavadi matsandeshai bimochaya. Oh, gopis are feeling so much separation. Why? Why more? More than Nanda Baba and Yashoda? Shakhavar also feeling so much separation for Krishna. But not like Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Never like Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba has become mad, searching everywhere, Krishna, Krishna, and seeing that, oh, Krishna has come to this tree. Oh, very beautiful steps are here. And weeping and weeping. Sometimes so forget Krishna, he may go to Govardhan. But here also, everywhere, very beautiful foots of Krishna are there, reminding Krishna. Oh, Krishna was very friend to all trees, creepers. Oh, that is why all the trees are now bending or
falling,
and they want to give up their lives. Even today you can go and see this sea. All the trees are like this, lying down, feeling separation. So, friends have some separation mood, but not like Nanda Baba. But Yashoda is more than Nanda Baba, because he was so much touched with Krishna. Now repenting, what? When he is sitting and weeping, oh, I have done a very wrong thing. How I vented Krishna? Why I vented? That is why perhaps he has gone from here. That Yashoda and Nanda Baba has no much love. And that is why Krishna left. And he has gone where all are loving him totally. But more than Yashoda, who are suffering more, gopis. And among gopis, eights. And among eights, mostly two. And into Chandravali and Radhika, Srimati Radhika is feeling supreme this separation for Krishna. Why? There are some reasons. In Dwarka, there are so many queens. They love Krishna, but they have 10 sons and 1 daughter, each 16,000, 16,018. So their love and affection for Krishna is divided into so many fractions. One for Krishna and 10 parts for their children, one for their daughter, and some percent for daughter-in-law and son-in-law, and some for house jobs here and there. But gopis' prem is what?
Undivided.
Gopis have no husbands. If imitation created by Yogmaya, they have no love, a little love and affection for the husband. No children. Undivided pain. So they are feeling more separation than even Yashoda. Yashoda Maya has some love for Nanda Baba. Also love for Baladev, for home jobs. But gopis prem, undivided. And in gopis, when Srimati Radhika is feeling separation mood, then Lalita and Vishakha comes and don't be so much worried. They are pacifying Srimati Radhika. Who pacifies? You know, if anyone had died in a family, husband had died, then wife may be weeping so much, and neighbors will come and tell that, oh, don't weep, this is world nature, because they have no so much feeling. So if all the gopis are pacifying Srimati Radhika, what it means? They are not so much observed like Srimati Radhika. So Radhika's separation mood is highest than any of them. But we cannot realize. Why? Because even there is no taste in name, in Hari Katha, how we can realize? If a mood that is Rati will come from upside, from Swarup Shakti, Sambit and Ladini, the Sar, essence in our heart, that is called Shuddha Sat. We can realize a little bit, otherwise not. Our bhakti is shadow of bhakti, not really bhakti. When that will come, then our bhakti will be pure. Even no taste, no asakti, no nishtha even. Those who have all these things, they are very fortunate. So much fortunate. We should try to be like that. So Krishna is telling, ता मन मनस्कार मत प्राणा मदत्थे तैक्त दैह का मामेव दैतम पृष्ठम आत्मानम मनसा उद्धव आई टोल्ड इन गीता मनमना भव मदभक्तो मदयाजी मांग नमस्कुरु मामे वश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजानो प्रियसि व्हाट इज द मीनिंग दोज हू हैव गिवन फुल्ली देयर हार्ट माइंड इन कृष्णा दे आर मन मनस्का मनमना भव व्हाट इज द सिम्टम ऑफ दिस इफ एनीवन गिव्स हिज माइंड हिज हार्ट टू कृष्णा then there is no heart here and without heart here then lifeless like feeling so much separation totally absorbed in krishna udhav mane na bhayo dashabish udhav told that you should chant remember and meditate krishna then gopin began to smile ho udhav what you are telling We are not fortunate like you. Your mind is ten. Your mind is of ten kinds. You have ten minds. But our mind was only one and it has been given to Krishna. So how we can remember, how we can chant, how we can go in trance? We cannot. You can do. Understand what is the meaning? I am telling. They have not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kinds of mind and hearts. Only one and it was given to Krishna. So, man manaska, like one gopi, wanted to meet Krishna. He was so newly married. And she came from any village to Nandgaon. So when in morning Krishna used to go at 9, of cows grazing. She wanted to see Krishna. So she was, when she saw, he heard a flute voice, very sweet, and ha-ha, re-re, of sounds of all gopis. Also, the singa of Baladeva Prabhu and all gopis. At once she became ready to go, to see. All the persons, whether children or old, all the ladies, all the girls, all the old ladies, all came out of their homes and they were looking Krishna. In the meantime, she wanted to go but his sasuri, mother-in-law. She told that you should not go. She told her, why? Oh, there is a black snake. He will at once bite you. Don't go. She told her, why your sister is going? Your daughter is going? Why your sons are going? Why your husband is going? All are going in Braja. You are also going? Why you are going? He may bite you also. So you should be here, I am going. And he could not follow their orders. At once she went. And she gave her heart to Krishna. Krishna quickly, taking a tail of any cow, he twisted. And at once he jumped and came nearer to that girl. And Krishna took his floats. And did like this. And he took her. She became heartless. She was just standing. All the cows went, Krishna went, all cowherd boys went. Even the dust were flying in the air, they came down. No sign of, but still she was light. Eyes were closed and she His mother-in-law came. Hey, what are you doing? I told that a snake will bite and he has bite you. And did so like that. She should come incense, but he never came. she was brought in the home room and ordered that, oh, you should bring your card and
short.
Instead of card, she brought a pot in which so many mustard seeds were there, and he took churning and began to churn like this. But mind is not here, mind is with Krishna. Again, her mother-in-law came and told her, what you are doing? I told you, are you mad? At once said, oh, you should go to water, bring water from well, from distant from room, his house. And he gave one pot, another pot, three, four, and here also, one, two, three, and he gave a very big rope. Also he gave his child in her lap, go bring water. She went there, because she was accustomed to do there, go. She went there, and he kept all the pots there, and also the child also. And his mind and heart was not with her, so he took the rope and he bound it the baby's neck and wanted to give him well. At once all the women who were taking water, pulling water, oh, what has become? Any ghost? Ghost has caught you, no? Then there were so many intelligent gopis. Oh, not ghost. What? Nandapurut has come. In Hindi, it is very good, or Sanskrit. Bhut nahi, bhut means ghost. Are bhut has not come. Bhut nahi, Nandakaput. Nandakaput means? Oh, he has bitten her. So always remembering them. This is called Manmanaska. Gopi Rar, Krishna is telling himself. In world, in three worlds, there is none who has become Manmana Bhava. He was telling to Arjun, for Arjun, but Arjun never became like this Manmana Bhava. Never. He cannot be like so. He can be 1%, 0.5%, or like this. Shakha can be 50%, Yashoda Maiya 75%, only gopis can be like 100%, and Srimati Radhika 108%. So, Mata Prana, Krishna is telling that, oh, gopis are my pran, life and soul. I am the life and soul of gopis. Devotees may be a very little person who are pure, like Prahlad may be 0.5%, Hanuman can be 1%, Ambarish Maharaj, some little, and also Dwarka, all the wives, maybe 50%, like Sakya, some percent more, Yashoda Maiya, so, and they, so high. We cannot imagine. But if you are always chanting and remembering pure name, pure Harikatha, from the mouth of, like Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Nivritta tasyai upagiyamana bhaushadhat sotri mano bhiramat kautam shlok gunan vadat virajji. Parikshit Maharaj is telling, Nivritta tasyai, who has given up all charm of all world. There is nothing to be charmed. Sukadeva Goswami is pure soul. He has given up all these things, worldly desire, nothing. Even he has given up salvation mode by the grace of Vyasadeva. There's no wish at all like that. Always sinking in the ocean of love and affection of Radha and Krishna is conjugal. So, hearing Harikatha from their mouths, or a devotee like him, or in the line of Rupa Goswami, we are lucky that we have come only after 500 years later on. So we are so much lucky. We have seen so many devotees like this. Especially I am so lucky that I have seen all the devotees, very learned, so rasik, Vaishnavas, so much. And after that, I see that we have become in big forests, so many trees, no tree now, only arand vriksha, arand, you know, very small trees. In that, I am some little. All has gone past me. My Gurudev went to Kulok Vrindavan, Swamiji went, all the disciples of Swamiji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all Pujyapa Siddhar Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Madho Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Shravan Maharaj, all Shruti Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Giri Maharaj. Oh, you cannot imagine how wonderful they were. They are not devotees of this world. But now it is, so many are praising me that you can tell so much beautiful, sweet Harikatha. Oh, you are Vaishnav. But I'm thinking, I'm not even a dust of Vaishnavism. Nothing. Because you have not seen them, you cannot realize. So Krishna is telling that gopis are my life and soul, and Krishna, gopis think that I am their life and soul. Madarthe taikta deyaka. They have given up everything. Deha daihik. Daihik means shringar, to take anything. They have given up everything. Mameva daitam prishtamatmanam manasagata takta lok dharmansha. They have given up their lok dharma. Lok dharma, you know, husband, worldly things, everything. So I must nourish them, support them. Those he gives up everything for me, I should do something for them. Anan nishchintayango manje jana parjupaste tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yog kshem vahamyam. Understand? What is the meaning? I took on my head, my dehi soldiers, and quickly go and serve them. So I must nourish them, to support them. So you should go there. Just now, I'm giving you golden chariot of Kamsa. At once go. Quickly he dressed himself with his own garments, Pitambar, and this Pitambar, and so many things. And he gave it that chariot. Quickly you should go. When Uddhava went there, at once he saw it was evening. 45 minutes ho gaya. Achha, I'm quickly. I wanted to tell, but achha, tomorrow I will tell. But listen. When went, he saw at once, oh, Krishna is not in Mathura. He is here surely. He is some partly in Mathura. He saw that lakhs and lakhs cows, with lakhs and lakhs cows, all are so happy. Some bullocks, are fighting themselves for cows. Oh, their arms are so heavy. And these are that all are in the evening, they are churning. How churning? Quietly absorbed in Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Govinda
Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Govinda
Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Some were giving lamps in Mani Stambha. And Pradeep bed of pure ghee. Our scent was coming everywhere. Everywhere, belly, chameli fell in blossom. And bees were
hanging
there. Cuckoos were singing everywhere. All were feeling that Krishna is here. No? In a glimpse, he saw all these things. And in a couple of minutes, he saw that, oh, where is Krishna? All are so sad. So lean and thin. Cows are also like thin. He entered in the house of Nanda Baba Shah, and he at once began to weep. And he took Uddhav in his laps. Then he anyhow gave something. From he told that, oh, go to this Brahmin and bring some payas, kheer, you know?
Sweet rice.
He brought it, but there was no sugar. Why Yashoda could not prepare? Oh, for whom she will prepare? Everything was upset. The pots were
upside down.
The makarsa has everything was dirty. So she could not. And for whom she will cook? We can cook, or we will offer to Krishna, and then remnant all we will take. My mother will take, my husband will take, my wife will take, my children will take. But Yashoda, for whom he will prepare? After that, he took something, and when it was easy, then Nanda Baba told, oh my son, he wanted to speak about Krishna, how Krishna is there, but he could not speak. His voice was choked at once, and he began to weep, and reminded, Krishna, 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 here and there. Then at last he told that, oh, how is my brother? Who is brother? He was brother. How is my? I think that Kansa has been tired by his own activities, bad activities. His bad activities has killed him. Oh, can you tell about my Krishna? And Kri was shocked and he became faint like that. Buddha thought that what should I do? How should I satisfy him or console? He has no words, but he was reminding Krishna order and he should follow. So he wanted to pacify him. But he thought that if I am thinking that whole epics, Srimad Bhagavat and Ved Upanishad are telling, that even one drop of tear comes in eyes for Krishna, he is sorely fortunate. And not like so, all are unfortunate. So Nanda Baba always weeping so much, so he is most fortunate person. But I cannot tell that you should weep. You should weep, you are so fortunate. I cannot tell. So what should I tell? She could not think. At last he thought, I must tell something. He told that, oh, you are fortunate, you and Yashoda Maiya. hearing this, Nand Baba began to weep more and more. How unfortunate. Oh my boy, I thought that you are friend of Krishna and you are so intelligent. But I think that you are not intelligent. Even your wisdom had not come a little intelligence. If I am thinking about myself, I am seeing that I am most wretched person in whole world. Why? Without all that, why? Your son is not your son. He is himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are so lucky and fortunate, you and Yashoda, that he has come like your son here. So you are so much fortunate. Then Nanda Baba told, oh, boy, you have no intelligence at all. You are ignorant. You can see that I am worst in this world. How? Son Krishna came, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are telling. So if Supreme Personality of Godhead came as a son in my house, but he has left me, that we have no affection and love for him, and that is he has gone to Mathura. So we are so much wretched. I know that only one father was in this world. Who was? Dasara. Maharaj Dasara. Ram went to forest and he told only Ram, Ha Ram and Ha Ram. And he left his father. We cannot do. So we are not fortunate. So you are not thinking of my, you are not realizing my heart. So we are most unfortunate in insignificance in this world. And he became faint. You can imagine this love for Krishna. Vasudeva and Devaki has no love and affection. Maharaj Dasaratha has no love and affection like Vasudeva and Nand Baba. I wanted to tell so many things, but I cannot tell. I wanted to tell something about gopis. Uddhav, after that, in morning he went, whole night weeping, both. And it became morning, and then he went to take bath in Krishna Kund, very near to Nandagaon. And then he saw at last, oh, in a dense forest, all the gopis are there. Among them, one is sleeping on a lotus flowers, and whether she is dying or she is living. And she saw a bee. Oh, don't come to me. And this is called Brahmargi. I wanted to tell something, but I will tell something tomorrow. You'll be very happy to see here any drama is going to be played by Prabhu and his companions. Very soon. To tell you. I'm happy that Prabhu has come. I will go tomorrow from here to India. I think he is very good devotee in the line of Swamiji, very liberal hearted. So I think that I should request you all that when I am going, you should treat him your best friend, true devotee. And you can associate with him. He will take you to real path. I also request him that you should be very favorable to all, thinking our family, whole family, and try to help them all. And thus we will be one family. We should not care for any worldly reason, any cause, for money, for disciples. Never. We should that Swamiji has so many disciples, so many exalted what sannyasis, and where they are. I know all. From beginning I am. From 1946 I am with Swamiji. when there was no birth of ISKCON. And from then I'm looking and serving him and all devotees. So try to be very liberate, very humble, always giving honor to devotees. And also I request him that you can associate with him, you can help him. I went there in his ashram, I saw, oh, Vrindavan, Radha Kund is there, Shyam Kund is there. Eh? I think that peacocks may come very soon. I see that tamal tree and kadamba tree also may come there. And beautiful Vrindavan garden is there. So I think that you should help him in his all these things. Always remind. Don't make Gita Sansar. Gita Sansar, don't make. So, you know, I have no time to tell this Gita Sansar. To save Gita, he, from rats, he brought a billy. Billy? Cat. And for cat, he had to take cow. And cow has so many cows. Now he has to marry one wife and then so many children. And Gita was wrapped and kept there. And Harinam Jholi was kept there. And Guru told, hey, what is this? Oh, this is Gita Sansar. Oh, this is not Gita Sansar. So don't be like that. Always try to be. Devotees are like this. Gaur Premananda. What name?
Suchandra.
Suchandra Devi. Suchandra Dasi. One of the friend of Sakhi of Radhika. Suchandra, like moon face.
Harima! Saraswati.
Acha, go on.
Chintamani.
What name?
Chintamani.
Chandrakanti, more than Chandrakanti, one of the friends of Srimati Radhika Sakhi. Chandrakanta ki.
Gaura Sundar Prabhu.
Oh, Gaur Sundar is best name. Gaur Sundar Prabhu ki.
Nitai Gaur Prem.
Nitai Das Prabhu. Nitai Prabhu ki, Das Prabhu ki.
Gaur Mohan
Prem. Ah, Gadadhar Das, Gadadhar Prabhu ki. Gadadhar. Gaur Gadadhar.
Radharani Prem.
Oh, Radha, Srimati Radhika Dasi.
Radhika Dasi.
Radhika, Radhika.
Radhika.
Haribo, Gaur Prem.
Satchinandan Prabhu.
What?
Diksha, same name.
Oh, same name. Sachinandan is best name. Sachinandan Prabhu ki.
Govinda Dasi.
Oh, very good. Govinda. Govinda Mohini. Govinda Mohini.
Taraka Gutman.
What name?
My name is
Tulasi. Tulasi. Oh, Tulasi Devi ki.
Devaki Goodman.
What name? Devaki is best name. Devaki Devi ki.
Shelly St. John.
What name? Sunanda. Sunanda Devi ki. Go on.
Sarvabhauma.
Sarvam Prabhu ki. Oh, Sarvam is good name. Shelly. What name? Sunanda Devi ki. Very good name. Sunanda. From today you are Sunanda.
Others, Upanishad is not here. Prabhupada is also not here. Upanishad is the
Uddha Prabhu. Uddha Prabhu ki.
Son of Daitriya.
And
Gopal. Gopal Prabhu has left.
Is that his place?
Yeah. His name is Gopal.
Is that his place? He's not here, but you can call him on the phone if you have any.
Very good.
Gopal Das.
Right. Begin that. You should be ready. They should do Mahamantra in the middle time. You should quickly arrange.
Gurudev?
Yeah.
Gorangi's birthday is today.
Where? quickly, you should do. Om
Swastino
Govinda
Swastino
Achyutano
Vasudevo
Vishnu
Dadhatu Swastino Narayano Narovai
Swastino
Padmanabhah
Purushottamo
Dadhatu
Swastino
Vishwakseno
Vishweshwara
Rishikesho
Hari
Dadhatu
Swastino
Anjana Sutto
Hanu
Bhagato
Dadhatu
Swasti
Swasti
Sumangalai
Kesho
Maha
Krishna
Satchidananda Ghana
Sarveshwareshwaro
Dadhatu
Om
Swasti
Om
Swasti
Om Om Mangalam Bhavatu
Om Mangalam Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Krishna Bhaktir Bhavatu
Krishna Bhaktir Bhavatu
Braj Bhaktir Bhavatu
Braj Bhaktir Bhavatu
Gaur Premam Radha Dasyam Bhavatu
Glory to the same God.